look back on my life, I can see the way you're working in me since I've been saved or passed away. New is my name.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
We are back again, and we are so grateful to be back.
Amen.
To talk about the goodness of God. Amen. And the glory of God,
Amen.
Which is His revealed goodness in the earth.
Amen.
And we praise the Lord for it. Today, we're going to read from the book of Acts, chapter 7, and verse number 55. Let's look at that. It says, but he, it's talking about Stephen here, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Stephen, right, was being stoned by an angry mob.
Mm-hmm.
All started when some false rumors were given about Stephen and what he was doing. Stephen was a devout man, and he was certainly committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gave a wonderful testimony about the scriptures and how the scriptures were fulfilled through Jesus. But also, too, he let them know that the religious leaders were the ones who were responsible for Jesus being killed, being crucified. But here they're starting to stone him. And it says here that Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost. He looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God.
Yeah.
And I think it's instructive to understand that he saw the goodness of God, even though what he was going through at the time was nothing good.
Nothing at all.
Right?
Amen.
There was nothing good about the situation he was in. But by looking steadfastly into heaven, he could still see the goodness of God.
Yeah.
And see, that's something for us in two ways. One, if we're going to see the goodness of God, we have to look up into heaven. But we have to have a steady, amen. In other words, we can't glimpse and then look around and glimpse and look around. We have to keep our eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
And secondly, if we do that, even in some of our worst times, we can still see God's goodness.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yes. You know, the scripture says he steadfastly.
Yes.
You know, and he was set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his eyes were set. And then he saw the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, as he looked. And like you said, when we're in situations, it's important where we keep our focus. Because if we focus on the situation that we're in, we're going to go worse. You know, it might get worse.
Amen.
But if we focus on Him, God, you know, look steadfastly at Him, look steadfastly at His Word,
Amen.
You know, what He says, look at His promises, then we're going to see the glory of the Lord
Amen.
Come through in that
Amen.
Situation. But it is a matter of where we keep our eyes.
That's right.
All the time.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and we have to avoid looking steadfastly at our circumstances.
Yeah.
We have to avoid steadfastly looking at people.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Right? And we have to, if we're going to be looking at anything and fixing our gaze on anything, it has to be on God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jesus.
On His Word and prayer. Right? We have to keep our eyes there. Because if we do that, right, then we can avoid the distractions that circumstances may bring and people may bring. Because the thing is, circumstances and people can change.
Yeah.
It can go from good to bad, from bad to worse, you know. But God never changes. I am the Lord God, I change it not, right?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. So when we look there, when we look at God, we're looking at a person who's not going to change.
Amen.
But we're also looking and we're going to see His glory. I mean, we can see the majesty, we can see the power, we can see the goodness of God.
Yes.
Amen. But we got to keep our eyes on Him.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that in this life that we lead is that there are so many things that are pulling for our attention.
Yes.
And sometimes those are things that you may enjoy doing.
Right.
I mean, you know, some people may have a hobby, but we got to be careful that hobbies and recreation don't take too much of our time away from the Lord. If we're going to be looking at anything, we need to be looking at God the most. Because He is our life source.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
That hobby isn't. As enjoyable as it may be, that hobby can't save you.
Yes.
That hobby can't deliver you when you're in the middle of something. So just keep things in the right. I'm not saying don't do it, but just keep it in the right, have the right priorities. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And keep our eyes steadfastly on God. God doesn't mind you having those things. He gives us all things to enjoy, right?
Amen.
He doesn't mind that, but it's just a matter of where are you fixing your gaze, right?
Amen.
Because if it's too much the hobby, if it's too much the, you know, some people like being outdoors, you know, especially when the weather changes. But if it's too much of that, if it's too much of, you know, the movies and things like that. I saw something recently where this guy had like 50,000 movies. It was taking over his whole living room and everything else. Because he just loved movies. And he watched movies all the time. He watched movies during dinner. He watched movies when they were in the car. He watched movies on his phone. He watched movies. He just watched movies all the time. But the block, not Blockbuster, but like Netflix type thing. I mean, he would order them and just, right?
Wow.
Well, but see, that now, right, now you're gazing steadily at that, and it was no wonder that he was on a show where the wife was saying that their marriage is on the brink.
Because he ain't looking at his marriage.
Right, you know, so we got to be careful. But that's not to say anything's wrong with watching the right type of movie, watching a movie. But if you're consumed with it.
Right.
See, now you can get your eyes off of some other things that are important.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, we just got to be careful of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your thing that you do.
Yeah.
But keep your eye on the Lord.
Amen. You can get consumed with God. That's a good thing. You don't have to
imagine
that.
No.
Hey, can you imagine that? We got consumed with God. That's all we did was look at God. Could you imagine? We have some glorious lives.
Well, we better imagine, because that's what heaven is like.
I know. That's what we're going to see.
We're going to be praising God.
Praise the Lord.
There's going to be no need for sun, because the light from from His throne, the light from God Himself is going to give light to everything. But, you know, Paul said in Colossians, too, that we should set our affections on the things above and not on this earth.
Amen.
Amen. So, again, that set your affections. See, you get this sense of, you know, this is not temporary.
Yes.
When you're steadfastly looking up into heaven, when you're setting your affections on things above, that's sort of like, there's a permanency to that.
Yeah.
There's a consistency that I believe we should take from this.
Yeah.
It's not some temporary hot and cold, you know,
right.
You're on fire for the Lord for 2 or 3 weeks and then you drop off. Then you come back and you're on fire again and then you drop off for a couple months.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
That inconsistency is not going to get it.
Amen. I was just thinking, you know, today is Palm Sunday.
Amen.
You know, I'm thinking about Jesus on the cross. I'm still reflecting about Jesus being on the cross. And the scripture says, for the joy that was set before Him. So, you know, you're saying you set in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, you know, He saw the joy set before Him. He set His eyes on something. And that's why He was able to stay on that cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know? For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. Amen? So if we set, like you said, we set our eyes on God, on the right thing, we'll see His glory, and we'll be able to overcome some things, overcome situations that we're in, overcome our cross, you know, because we have set our eyes on the right
thing. And we'll see His glory.
Amen.
That's what Stephen did.
Stephen saw his glory.
When he steadfastly looked in the midst of
fire, death.
Right. he yet saw the goodness of God, which is why, you know, when he's, you know, if he cries out at the end, he says, you know, not to lay it at their charge.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Lay not this sin to their charge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's able to do that.
Wow.
Because he can see the goodness of God in the midst of that situation.
Yeah.
Now, someone may say, right, because the devil may start whispering in people's ear, well, you can't be looking at God 24/7. You have a job, you have kids, you have a house. You know what I mean? And see, those are the types of things. And it's helpful, though, because sometimes we can get too, when I say we, I'm talking about people who teach and preach and share. Sometimes we can make it seem like, well, just look at God all the time. And somebody's sitting there going, well, I can't look at God all the time because I got a test tomorrow. I got to go to work tomorrow. I got it, right? So what does that mean then in the context of our daily living?
Right.
Well, I believe this. First of all, it's still about priority.
Yes.
And it's about where you put your attention the most. And what you focus on first. So like first thing in the morning, you know, you right, you can give your time and attention to God in some way. Through reading, through prayer, through praise, through worship, right? But here's the thing. But just incorporate God into your day.
Amen.
Into all the things that you're doing. Now, does that mean every, you know, no one's going to have like from morning to night, every single thing they did, they consulted with the Lord. Maybe not, you know, but you know what? You can be better at it.
Yes, amen.
You can include him more and more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you consciously want to do that, then you're including him more and more in your decisions that you have to make, in your choices that are before you.
Yes.
You're bringing him in. Why? That means just this. Then you're looking at him more and more. You're looking to him more and more.
Right.
Another way is get into your word on a consistent basis.
Amen.
Right? One thing I love about the word, it says that there's, you know, that this is like, you know, it feeds us. It's like a medicine and it strengthens us. But you can't overdose on it.
No, you can't overdose.
Amen. So you don't have to worry about the prescription saying you can only take it, you know, it might cause drowsiness.
No,
the Bible don't cause drowsiness.
Amen.
It doesn't cause drowsiness. It will strengthen you. Amen.
Amen.
But you can't overdose on it. So if you're reading it, read a little bit more.
Yeah.
In other words, if you want to steadfastly look, just devote a little bit more time, focus on him, fellowship with him, talk with him, right?
Yeah.
Just make him part of your day. And I think what happens when we do that is that we really get away from religion and rules, and we just get into relationship.
Relationship, right, because you want to spend time with people.
Right.
You know, when you get to know them, you want to do it. So this is a relationship.
And that's the only way you can get to know people.
That's right, you have to spend time with them.
Right. Think about how you know, your husband or your wife or whatever, or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. You know, you met them. Now, what do you want to do? You know, you want to spend time with them. And what happens when you're not with them? You're thinking about them.
Right. You're thinking about them.
Right.
You missed them.
Thinking about them.
That's right.
Can't wait to talk to them the next time you see them. Dreaming about them.
Amen.
And then you get married. So I'm like,
Lord Jesus. Okay, that's not cute.
We've
gone good.
No, I'm only kidding. But look,
it's good because when you get back together, when you're separated from the one that you love, but when you get back together, you're steadfastly looking at
no question.
Taking your eyes off.
Right.
And that's the thing about the word. We keep looking at the word, keep looking at God. You know, steadfastly, just purpose in your heart to look at the word and to see God, and His glory will be revealed.
It will. So that's what we're just, you know, trying to encourage you, because God is encouraging us in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
That if we keep our eyes on Him, if we keep Him the focus, good times or bad times, right? And again, Stephen is the epitome of bad times, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us aren't going to be in a situation like this.
That's right.
But in good times or bad times, you're still saying, you know what, I'm going to steadfastly look. I'm going to look for God. I'm going to get into that word. Or, you know what I mean? I'm going to fellowship. I'm going to turn inward and look for that whole, you know what I mean? To fellowship with the Holy Spirit who dwells on the inside of me. As we do those things, God says, you know, what He's saying here to us is, if Stephen looked steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of the Lord, we should expect the same thing.
Amen.
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 So we want to keep our affections and our mind and our hearts and our eyes heavenward.
Amen.
And we'll see the glory of the Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. So, listen, you be encouraged. Amen.
Amen.
And remember that the goodness of the Lord, God wants to show forth His goodness in your life. Just keep looking for it. Amen. Don't give up on it.
Amen.
Keep looking for it. In the midst of your situation, keep looking for it.
Amen.
And as you do, you will see His goodness. So until next time, you be encouraged. And you remember, that Jesus is Lord, yes. And He loves you,
yes.
And His love
never fails.